This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It's a cure that may be as destructive as the disease. That's how many residents of the Gulf Coast view President Obama's six-month moratorium on deepwater drilling. In his Oval Office speech Tuesday night, the president acknowledged it could have negative economic effects.
I know this creates difficulty for the people who work on these rigs, but for the sake of their safety and for the sake of the entire region, we need to know the facts before we allow deepwater drilling to continue.
But a number of engineers who worked with the Interior Department to develop a new set of safety recommendations for deepwater drilling think the president's blanket moratorium could actually undermine safety. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Ken Arnold was one of the engineers called on by the Interior Department to help toughen up safety standards after the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded. Arnold, who's based in Houston, is an oil and gas industry consultant with 45 years of experience. He says the report he helped produce contains recommendations that will improve the safety of deepwater drilling in U.S. waters. But he says more than half of the 15 professionals who reviewed the report think the president's six-month moratorium is misguided.
We believe as a group that the moratorium actually has the effect of decreasing safety.
First of all, says Arnold, the act of shutting down wells and then restarting drilling again introduces some safety risks, though he acknowledges they're marginal. A bigger problem, he says, will be set in motion by the migration of drill rigs out of the Gulf of Mexico.
These rigs are expensive. If they're not being used for 6 months, and maybe even for longer than 6 months, then the rigs will start leaving the Gulf of Mexico, and that's already happening.
The problem, says Arnold, is that the newest, most sophisticated rigs are in greatest demand around the world. They'll go first, he says, leaving marginally less safe rigs in the Gulf. And when the moratorium is lifted, the older rigs that have left will be the first to come back. More important, says Arnold, is that many of the drilling rigs will be gone for 3 to 5 years, the normal length of contracts. That means U.S. rig crews will disperse or move to other industries. And when the rigs return, the new crews will have less operating experience. Of course, new crews can be trained, says Arnold.
But it is marginally more risky to have a less experienced crew than it is to have a more experienced crew on the hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute decisions that have to be made on the rig itself.
Finally, says Arnold, the U.S. will have to import more oil because of decreasing production in the Gulf. That means transporting oil in tankers, which historically have accounted for far more oil spillage than well blowouts. Arnold says his group is talking with Interior Secretary Salazar about making adjustments to the moratorium.
The recommendation that we're trying to make is keep the moratorium in place for certain high-risk wells, but not for other wells.
Arnold says that Salazar seems open to adjustments. However, the Interior Department wouldn't confirm that. The president has said he'd be willing to lift the moratorium in less than 6 months if the commission investigating the blowout determines it could be done safely. But another engineer who reviewed the Interior Department recommendations argues the president's six-month moratorium is absolutely necessary.
I don't think 6 months is a long time at all.
Lois Epstein is an engineer and oil and gas consultant in Alaska. She argues that it's clear blowout preventers can malfunction and our spill cleanup technologies are inadequate. That means regulations and regulators at the Minerals Management Service, or MMS, need to be tougher than they are now.
There's a culture with MMS that safety is not uppermost. We need to transform MMS so that it is an agency that recognizes that production is part of its mission, but it's not its only mission.
Epstein says that transformation will take at least 6 months, and until it's accomplished, deepwater drilling in the Gulf will not be safe. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.